Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, he doesn't like different types of cookies. We'll get into that in just a little bit.
Marinate on that cookies.
For a minute.
I'm marinating on it now.
But right now, the nephew is in the building because it is time for today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
You know, before we do that, I got... Hey, Unc, think about this while we run this prank. I got to take Jackie somewhere in Vegas. I need a nice restaurant, nice romantic evening. Think about that while I run this prank, all right? This right here is Miss Faye Allen's drug test. Miss Faye Allen's drug test. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Faye, please.
This is she.
Hello, this is Officer Rogers from the probation department.
Yes, sir.
Listen now, you have been on probation for a little over a year now. Am I right, Faye?
Yes, sir. You are correct.
Now, you're supposed to be serving 2 years probation?
Two.
All right. Now, I'm giving you a call. Actually, I'm bringing you a bit of bad news, and I hate to do this, but you came in, Faye, a couple weeks ago and did a drug test. Am I right?
Uh-huh. I sure did. I did.
All right. Now, Faye, I hate to bring you some bad news, but the actual drug test that you took has come back positive.
Oh, you're a lie. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Now, you came in a couple weeks ago. You took a drug test. This drug test has actually come in positive. Now, what I want to say to you is this. You're going to have to actually...
No, sir. My test wasn't positive. You got the wrong person.
Hold on a second. I either need you to come in to me, or I don't want to save the embarrassment of having to send a car out to pick you up.
Now, I don't give a damn how much embarrassment you're talking about, sir. I gave you some and my was good.
Ma'am, right now
you
I got
what you a want to say.
You have a positive drug test. You come up positive, ma'am. Now you're gonna
if
have to
use
actually,
your if they use your if they use mine.
We used the one that you brought us. Now
must have been the wrong one. Couldn't have been.
Ma'am,
sir. I'm sorry, sir, but I wouldn't have gave you no bad urine. It just wasn't me.
Ma'am, I don't want
to
have
go back to jail. I don't even know why you would call me with this nonsense. I got children. I'm trying to do right. I don't know why you would call me. I wouldn't have gave you no bad. That's not me. You said lie.
Ma'am,
you
listen. You actually have to come in and do another 3 months now.
Oh, sir, y'all can come pick me up. I can for you right now. I can in your hand if you want me to.
Ma'am, your urine has come back positive of drugs. Now, I don't know any other way to explain it to you. You've been actually evidently using drugs again.
Sir, I'm trying to tell you, I don't use no drugs. I've been clean for a year and some months now. You got the wrong. That's not my.
Now, how do you?
I'm telling you that.
How do you know it's not yours, ma'am? It's got your name on the lid, everything. You have come back positive.
Well, evidently, you put your name on it because that ain't my.
And
my would have came back. My would have came back good. You can't call me and tell me I gave you some bad. Can't
ma'am.
Call me and tell me that. That's a negative, sir. That's a double negative.
It's not a double negative. It's a double positive. You've actually come back positive. Faye is written here on the actual cup.
Maybe you have more than one Faye.
No. No, we don't have more than one Faye. You're the only Faye. I've actually double-checked that myself. You need to either come in or we're going to have to come out and haul you behind in here.
Well, I need you to come right now because I got the right now. Come right now. Come on.
Are you trying to tell me that if I come and pick you up and take your urine now, your urine is going to come up negative? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that. You're a double positive with that. My urine is going to come up negative.
Ma'am. I don't want to come out, haul you in front of your family, but you're actually going to be coming in, and you're going to do 3 months. That's all I can tell you.
I'm confident, sir. You got the wrong Faye Allen, or you got the wrong. It's one of the two. Might be both. You got the wrong. You got the wrong Faye.
I'm letting you.
No positive. I ain't had no positive. I'm trying to tell you, I got kids. I ain't had no positive.
Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you one more time. You either want to come in or want me to come and get you. Which one?
Let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find out who the you have. Because that ain't my. Don't call me no and tell me nothing about you got some that is not good. I gave you some good. How many times I got the for y'all? Y'all keep picking up people, falsely accusing folks. Y'all had me say some. I miss my children. Now I'm hot. I've been giving you good and you still want to with me. I'm tired. I ain't giving you no bad. Don't call me no more with no like that. And where is my probation officer? You say your name is what?
My name is Officer Rogers.
Sir, I don't know Officer Rogers. Like I said, you might be the reason why the came back positive. You might be the reason. I need to speak with Mr. Williams. That's my probation officer. Officer Williams, no, I have clean at all times. Mr. Rogers, you shouldn't be calling me.
I should be calling you because I'm going to have to come down and haul your behind in myself.
Well, you can bring your home. And when you come, you bring Mr. Williams with you. He'll let you know I don't have no positive. You can come to my job.
You know what? There's one more thing that I need to.
Bring your on. Come on right now. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
What is it, sir?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Allen.
I know one thing. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. You said that whooping. I was coming to get Mr. Rogers. She going to get that.
Say you all right?
No positive. Scared the hell out of me. Had me thinking I was doing drugs and didn't know about it. Somebody just jumped up my nose. I'm gonna need y'all not to play with people like that.
Okay, Faye, you all right?
Hell no, I'm nervous as hell.
It's your sister. She put me up to it, baby.
Well, when you ever see her, you see what she looked like. I'm gonna beat the hell out of her.
I got one more question for you, baby. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Stupid at its best, the nephew. I'm not going to let you down.
You're
I promise
so
you when you tune in the morning from 6 to 10 or 5 to 9, depending on where you are, I promise you, Stupid would be here for 4 hours. All right? Now, before I had the prank, Unc, I asked, I want somewhere I can take Jackie out in Vegas, like a nice restaurant. Where can I?
The Prime has always been one of my favorite places in Vegas, downstairs in the Bellagio. Also, the Wynn has a really, really nice top of the line restaurant with like a laser show outside of it. Mm. Not the fountains, a different type of laser show that they show.
Oh, you're talking about Lakeside. Is that it?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Is it called Lakeside?
The group, I don't Fantastic know. Voyage? What? Sure.
No, girl, surely stop.
Jesus.
It's the Wynn. Stop.
I don't know the name of it, but they have a nice little laser show. That restaurant is nice.
Okay.
I very rarely take Marjorie to Vegas anymore because I go out there to gamble hard. And all my meals is at the 24-hour restaurant.
And you know she's
you
not.
You eat breakfast.
She's not having any of that.
I ain't got no time for this here. I got to eat and get back out here.
She wants to see shows. She wants to go shopping.
Well, Marjorie don't want to go shows, but she don't like losing. That's her problem.
If
Marjorie lose $200, she mad at the dealer, the machine.
I'm done too. I'm with her on that. I am done.
I'm playing some roulette though. That I'm gonna do. I'm doing that. Yeah. Vegas is open, baby. It's back open.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're going to see Ursha.
Ursha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, they got a Nobu's out there, Tommy.
Nobu's? Okay.
Yeah, they got a Nobu's out there. I forgot.
All right. Well, that's thank you, nephew. Marjorie. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. He doesn't like different types of cookies. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.